Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back into First Take. And Jeff, we have got some super big positivity on our Oakland Heart Jewelers text line. Love to see it. Sam, come on, guys. Saints have a player in every position. They might not be all pro players yet, but we've got to have faith. 10-7 is still mathematically possible. Is it not?
That is true, but 17-0 was mathematically possible at the beginning of the season. We didn't talk about that, did we? No, I mean, like, you know, this team is going to play it out in a way that is like the idea that they're going to pack it in because, like, the season's over. No, they're going to look at this and say, hey, and Foster said this on Monday when he went out to kind of address the Dennis Allen firing. Foster and Tyron, the two New Orleans guys, you know, spoke for the team in that respect. And he said, hey, if I kind of look at it like, hey, you lose seven games in a row, why can't you win eight games in a row? And, you know, that's kind of, you know, the pie in the sky, like, you know, that's how I used to look at it. I was on a travel soccer team and we weren't very good. But we wanted to have a travel soccer team. So we were on it and we would lose every game by like 15. And that was always my logic at halftime. Like, they scored eight goals in the first half. Why can't we score eight goals in the second half? And why couldn't? Because we were physically incapable of doing that. But that's how I psyched myself up to
go play.
Got to
have the mindset.
So
right?
that's how the team's going to approach it. And no, I mean, like, there's going to be this assessment of this team. Like, they lost seven games in a row because they don't have any talent. And I don't think that's true. I think that they have a lot of good pieces on this team. Now, I don't think the depth is good enough, and I think that's something that kind of builds over the course of time when you don't hit enough draft picks and, you know, young players that you brought in to replace other guys like a Marcus Davenport. Like, you look at the 2019 draft and yikes. You look at the 2018 draft and yikes. Like, Eric McCoy is the only player from both of those drafts that's on the roster at this point, and he's been out. So you could see, like, the 2018 and 2019 drafts, you don't have a single player active from those drafts today. And that can't happen. And that's that's how you end up in a situation where, like, yeah, the injuries are tough. The injuries are overwhelming to pretty much any team in the NFL. But it's even worse when the players you have behind them are not guys that you feel like are going to step in and develop into starters, right? You're calling up guys off the practice squad and you're just trying to figure it out. And so that's where I think the Saints have had problems, is behind the front line. Like, I think on the front line, like, and that's why you watch training camp. And you come away thinking, hey, this team has a chance because the first 11 offense, the first 11 on defense, that team's good enough to win. Now, you get to the second and third string.
There's
and,
a significant drop.
And it's not good enough to win.
Yeah.
And so those are the teams that I think have the most success over an extended period of time are the ones that, you know, Pete Werner goes down, Caden Ellis steps in, right? And suddenly Caden Ellis is a starting player for another team. Like, you really haven't had that this year. Like, look around this roster and point to the players that got an opportunity, and now you're like, oh, that guy could be something in a couple years. You haven't really had that. And so, to me, that's the issue. Not so much having talented players, is having kind of a pipeline of young, developing players. And that's why you don't want to ever have to be in a situation where trading your star cornerback is the best option. But that is exactly where the Saints are in you need to develop young talent. You need to get that young talent, first of all. And how you do that is you accumulate draft picks and you make those picks and you bring them in and you coach them up and you have good quality players. And so I agree with Sam in that sense. Like, I don't think the issue is that you don't have talent. The issue is that the depth has not been good enough. And, you know, as you get some of these players back, I think you'll be more competitive. And I think that's going to be the case today.
Trying to get a feeling on how this black and gold bunch is right now. No head coach, Dennis Allen fired. You get rid of Marshawn Lattimore in a trade, get some draft picks back. Derek Carr, the quarterback of this black and gold team, was asked, how is the team feeling?
Our backs are against the wall, literally. And it sucks. We put ourselves there. But we are trying our best. You know, we are to put our, we're every day. You know, I come in here early and there's guys in here early. I stay late and there's still like a whole bunch of guys in their meeting rooms and guys on the practice field afterward. And so there's a lot of guys trying to do the right thing. Like, the feeling was, no, we're going to, you know, whoever's next on the schedule, like, you know, they got to be ready for a fight. You know, we're not just going to lay down and, you know, die. We're not just going to lay down and, you know, let it happen. You know, you got to fight back.
That fight continues on today into a matchup that is a must-win for this black and gold team. If, you know, to just restore some positivity after a 7-game skid, plus it's against your division rivals. Unfortunately, Derek Carr has got plenty of experience with this mid-season coaching change,
yes,
having been with the Raiders. And he was asked, can anything positive come from a coaching change halfway through the season?
When you started hearing the rumblings that it might happen, I was like, whatever. We didn't know who it was going to be yet. And I said, well, whoever it is, it just, whatever it was, whether it was good or bad, it doesn't matter. It just has to be different. You know, when you come in the building on Wednesday, it has to feel different. There has to be a new energy because you've, you know, it just, you go however many in a row that hasn't gone well, something that Wednesday has to feel different. And this Wednesday felt different. And it, just in my experience, when it feels different, does it result in wins and all that kind of stuff right away? No, but it usually results in good results down the road. And our plan is to make the good results now, obviously. But whatever it is, the feeling of the building, the feeling, the energy, the schedule, whatever, you have to start doing stuff differently, you know. And he said, look, we got to do something different. And we all have to buy into that. And we bought into it. And when that happens, just in my experience, that usually is a good thing. I've been around some times where someone has to step in or something, it kind of just stays the same. And it's like, you kind of, with the older players, they're like, what are you offering? You know, me, that some kind of hope, you know, that it can be different results wise, you know. So just in my experience, like, if you come in with something different and a plan that points to winning, that, you know, guys are used to seeing, like, and we've all had spurts where we've won in our career and you look at it and you're like, that reminds me of that, you know, and that kind of gives you hope back about it.
Derek Carr there talking about the coaching change and things feeling different. Well, what's been different with Coach Rizzi now leading the way? He also has a follow-up in this answer when asked about the activation period.
Well, definitely practice was different. The time that we're out there, the intensity of what we're doing and how we're doing it, and there's no wasted minute of the day. You know, like, I mean, the schedule, you know, the rest he's allowing us to get, and his big thing, I think, is for us to feel fresh on Sundays. Just if I'm looking at it as a veteran player, how he's putting the schedule, the mental reps, you know, especially as you get later in the season, you know, his answer isn't just to continue. Because I've had coaches on both sides, and I've seen it work and not work on both ways. You know, there's some coaches that think, you know, if it's not working, well, we got to do more physically. And then his mindset is, we're going to still do the physical, but I need more mentally. Because, you know, the discipline of the penalties, the discipline of the mental errors, you know, so far for us as a team, that could be better. And so for him, you know, us being a better mental, tough and mental aware football team, I think was definitely evident to me in what he's trying to produce in us.
Darren, just something about that activation period, excuse me, that he added. Can you tell us a little bit about what you feel in terms of the impact of having that?
Yeah. So, everyone's different. You know, we, you know, sometimes, you know, coaches have different schedules and different things, but his thing today was like, everyone is going to activate and we're going to do it together. And it's not just the stretch period, but this is like an activation beforehand, because, you know, we know, I mean, it's no secret, we've had a lot of crazy injuries, you know, this season. So he was like, I'm going to do my best to make sure that we're better at that. And that was his kind of stamp. And he did some other things that I don't know if he told y'all, so I'm not going to say them. You know, for us to make sure that we are physically ready to hit practice running. And hopefully, by doing that and the way he's doing the schedule and different things, that we're so fresh on Sundays that we feel great, you know, and hopefully that number, you know, stays down or goes down.
Saints quarterback Derek Carr there talking. And, yeah, the activation period. Wonder Twin Powers activate. It's basically, we heard from Rizzi saying, it's just a fancy term for, say, warm-up.
Yeah, and in warming up, doing the things that you need to be doing, right? Like, and I think that's the difference of, you know, certain position groups are going to warm up a little differently because of the activity that you are going to be doing is specific, right? Like, offensive linemen don't need to warm up the same way as a wide receiver and vice versa. So I think that's the idea, is you're just kind of being a little bit more scientific about it. And, you know, we'll see if that helps over the course of the rest of the season. But, no, I mean, Derek does understand this process, right? He and Foster were both in Oakland? Was it Oakland or Vegas? I can't remember at that point. But they were both there in 2021 when John Gruden stepped down and Rich Bisaccia took over, and they ended up winning four of their final five games, went to the playoffs, lost in the first round of the Bengals. Bengals went on to the Super Bowl. So, you know, they like Foster, and again, Foster was there at LSU when Ed Ogeron took over. And so, you know, these guys know that, hey, this doesn't have to go poorly. This can go well. Like, you can turn things around when you have kind of this, you know, this positive break in energy but you got to win games, right? Like, if they go out and lose their next three games, we're going to be talking about this situation just as negatively, like, oh, well, you changed where you practice. I can't believe that didn't work. So we'll have to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.